And now it's time for NFL pre... The hell is this?
That's football.
That ain't football music.
That is the NFL.
You're going to get me shot by black Muslims, and you're going to make me look as foolish as that Steve guy while I'm talking about NFL football with when Irish eyes are smiling. So bug off, okay, bud?
You're mean. You're mean.
Yeah, I'm mean. I'm as mean as mean can be when it comes to you, to quote the great Steve, making me look like a fool. Hi, Phil Henry here. 1-800-44... What is this? That sucks, too. 1-800-449-8686. The Monday Night Football theme would be nice. Go ahead. There you go. We're going to be talking about football, and I'll tell you, it's going to be a fantastic... All right, forget it, man. Do open phones. Do something. Go over there and answer some phones, okay?
Want me to screen your call?
Go answer some phones. 1-800-449-8686. Is this line... What is with this? Hello? No, of course not. Because it was hung up. It's a new studio. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. I'm sorry. It's, again, technical problems that I thought we didn't have that many, but I guess we've got more than our fair share. It's okay. Bud, no more Irish music. Go answer a telephone. When I'm talking about football, give me the Monday Night Football theme, and then go out and grab me a cup of coffee and make yourself useful. Go find out if the world's blown up or anything. Any late-breaking news crap, okay?
I got a newsroom.
Yeah, you go into the newsroom, man, that we don't have. Go ahead. You go look for it, all right?
All right, I'll go find it.
All right, Phil Henry Show. We're going to do open lines here at 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hi. I'm calling from Anchorage, Alaska.
Yes, sir.
You're new
Anchorage,
up here, but
Anchorage,
I'm just
Alaska.
Wondering.
Anchorage, Alaska, huh? You know, the other night, we were trying to find out whether you guys were actually hearing the show or not.
Yeah, we're actually hearing the show.
When did it start?
I don't know. I've picked it up a couple, like twice now.
Uh-huh.
Maybe a week or two ago. They preempted Tom Likest for you, I believe.
Oh, good. Good move.
Yeah. Question I had, though, and I, you know, I don't know if this will, not to upset anybody, but I've listened twice, or I caught two of them. And the guy that was calling about the upset kid, or the kid calling him a name,
calling him a weenie.
Strangely familiar is the Tom Bell that called the other day.
No, two different guys.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking because it seemed like it was playing on.
So what do you do in Anchorage? What are you doing up there?
That's not important. I was just double.
Yeah, it's important to me. It's important to me. What are you doing up in Anchorage?
I'm sorry. I'm not going to talk about that.
Okay, well, bug off. Do us a favor. Drop the show in Anchorage, okay? No, that's not important, sir. All right, you work in a mini-mart. Gee, what's wrong with me asking him, what do you do in Anchorage, Alaska? Guy's coming up and giving me the third degree, and I ask him what he's doing for a living in Anchorage, Alaska, and the cat doesn't want to answer the question. That's not important, he says. Well, maybe it's not important to you. Hey, if it ain't important to you, it ain't important to me. How about that? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Let's go to Los Angeles. Hello.
Oh, how you doing, Phil?
Good.
Got a pretty crazy show tonight. I was called by that Steve guy. He was, kind of messed up. I guess he's not there anymore.
No, sir, he's not.
Well, he was, I heard you talking earlier about the Super Bowl, and I wanted to check in on that because my girlfriend and I had a big fight. She's also the mother of my six-month-old daughter. She left our house today because we had a big fight over what you were talking earlier about the Super Bowl.
Did you have a fight over the Super Bowl? You ain't calling from Anchorage, by the way, are you?
No, man. I'll call back later.
No, it's okay. Go ahead. So you had a big fight?
Yeah, we had a fight about what we had a fight about was that I'm Latino and I'm very proud, and my girlfriend and I, every year we have a Super Bowl party, and my girlfriend is like Anglo, but she grew up in the Latino community. Her mom is Latina, but her dad is white. So I have tried to keep her, you know, immersed in our culture as much as I can. And what we eat on Super Bowl Sunday, you know, is we have a pretty standard fare, which is tortilla strips and salsa, which is a salsa recipe that my aunt made. It's got, you know, baked peppers, and it's got, you know, onions. And
so what did your girlfriend and you have a fight over the salsa?
Well, what happened was that she wants to serve onion dip and chips, and I said, man, that is so, you're whitewashing your whole culture. You know, and she wanted to have potato chips and onion dip, and what's up with onion dip intruding in our proud Mexican heritage is what I said. So some of my friends said that they liked the onion dip, and my homeboys turned against me and my girlfriend turned against me because every time, you know, on Super Bowl Sunday.
Well, what do you guys have on Super Bowl Sunday? What is the food that you eat?
On Super Bowl Sunday?
Yeah.
We have tortilla strips, you know, Budweiser. We make some sandwiches. And we have salsa. Sometimes we'll have, you know, some tequila or something. But, you know, we always try to keep our culture alive. And what happened was we had this fight.
So your girlfriend got up, picked up the baby and left. Why?
My girlfriend picked up the baby because she wanted to have onion dip at the Super Bowl party. And I said that you're going, you know, you're whitewashing your culture. And because, you know, and the other thing is you can't have tortilla strips and onion dip, you know.
So why did she leave?
Because I told her that we're not having no onion dip, and I didn't want her compromising our Latin heritage, you know. Onion dip and potato chip, which is so funky, I can't even stand it, you know.
So your girlfriend left because you wouldn't let her have onion dip?
No, well, we had a big fight about our heritage, you know. I'm talking about being Latino and being proud, you know, tapatio and taco sauce, some picante sauce.
What do you put sour cream? Well, you put some sour cream on a on what?
Well, on chili rellenos or something, or use sour cream, you know, for that, you know, or for like nachos or something. But onion dip is funky, and so no, you know.
Well, look, buddy, your girlfriend split because you had an argument over your Latin heritage. Okay.
No, it's about the onion dip, too, you know.
And okay, she split over the onion dip.
Well, I wanted to know if I could say something to her because she listens to your show. And
well, if it'll get you and your girlfriend back together again. Where are you, in Los Angeles?
Yes, sir. I'm in L.A. right now, and I wanted to say to my girlfriend, Christina, I want you to see how you've been wrong. Christina, I love you very much. Please come home so we can have our party. I don't want to argue about it no more. So please come home with no onion dip. And you know that the onion dip is not for our people. And I just want self-determination for our people and not no onion dip. And
Can I ask you a question here real quick? And what is your name?
My name is Dave.
What is your girlfriend's name?
Christina.
And what is your little girl's name?
My little girl's name is Angelina. She's 6, going on 7 months old.
All right. Now, what is it that you guys, more than anything in the world, want? You want to be together, right?
Yes, I want to be together, but I want my girlfriend to respect our culture, too.
Does she have a hard time doing that?
Yes, she's always wanting to whitewash and Anglo up everything. And this is the most recent insult in a long line, the onion dip. You know, she had ranch dip and that kind of thing. In a Super Bowl party, in the Latino culture, you can't have that, no onion dip.
I got to tell you something. I like onion dip, but then I'm Irish American, so I guess that makes sense, huh?
Well, that's because you grew up in that, you know. But I didn't grow up with no onion dip, and I will not have no onion dip. I'm talking about self-determination for my people and self-determination for our culture.
Well, why don't we wait and see if Christina calls in, okay?
I hope that she does. I love her very much, you know, and I didn't want nothing bad to happen. But I will not have that. I want self-determination.
All right, and you don't want the onion dip?
I don't want no onion dip in the house, no.
All right, buddy, hold on here. 1-800-449-8686. Must be my cold or something. I don't know. I can't hear anything. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. We're talking to, is David, I think the kid's name is David, who's talking to us about his Latin culture. Dave, you there? David?
Yeah, I'm right here. No, it's not really, you know, so much about my Latin culture as it is about, you know, the my girlfriend who had gone out, who left our home with my daughter, you know, because I was just simply trying to have a good Super Bowl party, you know, planned for them. And they didn't understand that that's our culture.
But you're basing your entire culture on the fact that you don't want onion dip?
I don't want no onion dip. Every party that I've ever been to, every Super Bowl party that I've ever been to with a lot of my Anglo friends, you know, they have this onion dip, you know. It's like, it tastes to me like eating out of someone's underwear, you know. It's not so good. So I said, when we have our Super Bowl party, I don't want no onion dip because I want it pure, you know. And it's like whitewashing the culture. And tortilla strips dipped into onion dip, man, that's like eating out of some, you know, to me that doesn't taste good. It tastes like ass or something. So for me, onion dip is not the way to go. I don't want to do it.
Well, we're waiting for your girlfriend to call in, and I'm sorry that you had a big argument with her. Her name is Christina, right?
That's correct. Yes, sir.
All right, Christina, if you're out there, your boyfriend, and your name is Dave.
Yes, sir.
Dave has called our show tonight. And he is, you're sorry about the argument?
No, I want her to understand, you know, what's important to our culture and to our people. And please come home so we don't have no onion dip. And, I mean, please come home and not bring the onion dip or whatever, you know.
But you want her to come home because she's with your daughter.
She's with, she has my daughter, and I miss my daughter very much. And I don't know what I did wrong, but I'm willing to learn, to live and learn. And to accept the responsibilities.
You know, I mentioned to you before we went to the break that I like onion dip. I've eaten a lot of it growing up, and you said that that's because that's the culture that I come from.
I really honestly believe that the only people who like onion dip are like white people, because it. I mean, if you grew up with it, then you think it tastes good, but it don't taste good.
I've always thought it was the best dip I ever had.
No, it tastes like someone's ass. I mean, it seriously does. It's not no good at all. I don't know how to describe it to you, you know. It's the worst.
To your palate?
To everybody's palate who's not Anglo.
Onion dip. I've always thought, and the ranch dip too?
Ranch dip is the same, not as bad, but it's the same thing.
Well, is Christina calling in? Probably not. You say she listens to the show?
She listens to your show every night, yeah.
Maybe she can't get through because the lines are full right now. And also, it's possible that she's angry at you. Because if you got into an argument with her, and I'm going to say this, and you may not like me for it, Dave, about something as petty as onion dip, and I really think it's petty.
No, it's not petty because it's about culture, okay? It's got nothing to do with being petty. It's about our culture.
Well, I still think that hanging the hat of your culture on onion dip...
No, it's just something you don't understand, man. It's something that, to me, is something you need to live through, and then you understand it. But unless you do, it's not...
Well, don't blow up a good relationship with this woman, okay? Based upon the fact that you guys don't agree on food. Huntington Beach on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hi. I just had a quick issue here. He's all mad about onion dip.
I'm just saying that I don't want it at all. The reason why we got into the argument is because she wanted to serve onion dip.
Yeah, I understand that, man. But there's a give and take in a relationship, you know. I mean, it's not just one way.
I don't want onion dip at a party.
Well, I understand that, but I mean, maybe she wants something at the party also. I mean, you got to have give and take, man. I mean, it can't just be all your
way.
To
my way of thinking, it compromises our culture.
Compromises your culture.
Yeah, onion dip is something Anglos eat. You know, I don't have that.
Well, maybe she wants to have that.
Well, no,
you know?
Not in my home. Not in my home.
Compromise.
Not in my home. No, not in my home. This is a Latino home. It's not.
So
it's not whitewashing my home. Serving
so
onion
dip. No way.
No. Hey, you know, all I'm saying is for a Super Bowl party. What are you telling me? A Super Bowl party is something that women are into?
It's
mostly for men.
There's chicks out there that are into that.
It's mostly for men. You know, and. That's why I said to her, at my party for the Super Bowl, there's not going to be no onion dip.
Okay. Just agreeing over onion dip.
Did she get up and run out of there with the kid over the onion dip argument?
She said to me that I was controlling her. I said, hey, it's my party, you know, and I'm the man of the home, you know. This is about self-determination. I am the man.
Yeah, so it's your way or no way.
That's the way it is in my culture.
Oh, that's wrong, man.
Well, whatever, man, but I'm not going to have no onion dip. I mean, you know.
So if you're disagreeing about something something as petty and simple as onion dip, dude, what about the rest of your life, man?
Hey, my life is good with her, you know. We have our daughter and everything. But she said to me that she's been to so many.
Do you disagree on your daughter with stuff, too?
No, I don't. My daughter's 6 months old.
Does
you know?
She have to be dressed a certain way?
What I'm talking about is that in my life, okay, that onion dip is...
Onion dip seems to be the overriding thing here, though.
Onion dip is, for me, the self-determination is all I'm saying.
Yeah, but it seems to be the overriding facet of what you're talking about. She served onion dip, and it pissed you off, right?
Yeah, because it compromises my culture and the essential, you know, self-determination of my people.
Shelby on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes. Hey, Phil, if this guy cares about his daughter and his wife,
I want them to
come
home.
Why didn't he, just compromise with her and everything? You
I
know?
Want them to
I mean,
come home.
Yeah, we heard the last call say exactly the same thing. Okay, the fact is, you don't. It's a Super Bowl party for him. And
look, man, let me explain something to you. Maybe your wife runs your house. My wife doesn't run my house. You know. Okay. And she's Mexican, okay?
No, it's not even about that. It's about keeping your wife and your child.
All I said is I don't want no onion dip. She walked out. I didn't walk out. What do you think about her woman walking out? Because I won't let her have onion dip.
Man.
All right, we got radios turned up there, too. 1-800-449-8686. This was part of... What line is this guy on? You there, Dave?
I'm right here, yeah.
Okay, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. And we're talking to Dave, whose girlfriend left the house today because they had an argument over onion dip. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And we have my young friend here. This is Dave calling from Los Angeles. His girlfriend left the house today with his six-month-old daughter because they had an argument. You say it was an argument over culture. It sounds to me like it was an argument, Dave, over onion dip.
No, it was about the self-determination of our culture. My people do not eat onion dip. And
it was about onion dip. It wasn't...
It was about... Yeah, we had an argument about onion dip, but it was not about that per se. It was about the self-determination of the Latino population. La Raza, you know, so that my people can be free someday and not be eating no onion dip.
And so freedom is equated with no onion dip.
For Super Bowl Sunday, you may want to eat your onion dip, Mr. Henry. I'm not trying to tell you what to do, you know, because you're Anglo, you know. I don't have no onion dip in my house. That's all there is to it.
All right, Charlotte on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey.
Yes.
I think that is wrong. I mean, if you can't even let her eat what she wants to eat,
she can eat it, what she wants to eat, but in my home, I will not have no onion dip.
Well, if you don't want the onion dip, then don't eat it. I mean, if she wants it, let her eat it.
Do you know what it's like to come into a Latino's home and see onion dip in a bowl, like in front of everybody? Man, it's bad. It's embarrassing. Do you eat onion dip?
No, but I'm saying that's her opinion, and that's your opinion. But if y'all going to live together and raise a child together, then you should at least respect her taste buds,
I respect her, and I love her, and I make a good home for her. I have my own auto detailing business, and someday I'm going to be LAPD because I'm studying for my law enforcement degree, okay? But all my homies will think that I've become all white or something if I'm eating, like, onion dip.
What's the kid going to go through? My parents split up because of the onion dip argument.
Hey, she's the one that walked out on me, man. I didn't walk out on her.
Well, I don't blame her. I wouldn't live with some guy who would not let me, you know, eat what I want to eat.
Well, what are you sitting around slopping down onion dip for? You know, getting all fat and everything and sloppy? No man would want to see that. And all I'm trying to say is that she needs to keep, you know, her thighs used to be nice. They're not nice no more.
Are you married to her?
Yeah, no, we are not married yet. But
y'all have a kid and y'all plan on getting married, right?
Yeah, we're going to get married, right. salsa is
you
much...
got to love her for her. You can't love her because she's getting fat or something.
No, salsa has got much. It's much better for the figure. It's got no fat like all that onion dip, though.
Oh gosh.
Have you had salsa, like extra hot salsa?
Yeah.
Okay, it's
that gets sloppy too. You can get that sloppy too.
It's the bomb, you know.
What if she don't like that and she don't want that in the house?
Well, I'll tell you what. No, she's Latina, so she likes salsa, you know.
Okay, but what if you like something and she wouldn't like that in the house, but you really wanted that?
Huh?
Would you walk out and leave?
There's nothing that I'm not going to walk out and leave. I will simply say, as the man, as the one who is into self-determination, I'm the man in our family, yeah, that I'm not going to let. See, when I first met her, her thighs were nice, her butt was nice. Now she's into the onion dip. You know what happens?
Yeah.
Okay, her ass got toilet sloppy. And that's why, and she's piling down all that ranch dressing and everything.
Well, let her be what she wants to be and let her eat what she wants to eat. You can't run what she eats. You can't, that's like
every
running Super Bowl life. Part, running somebody's diet. I mean,
every Super Bowl party I've ever been to, they got onion dip. It drives me out of my mind.
Then don't eat it.
Well, what's it got to be there for? Why is it a slap to my face?
That is an opinion.
It's
okay?
Like a knife in my
you
back.
You don't like onion dip? She likes onion dip. That is it's a matter of opinion. Not whether or not if you want to hear
house or not. You don't understand the Latin male. You don't get where we're coming from.
All right, ma'am. Well, thanks for trying anyway. 1-800-449-8686 Riverside on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing today, Phil? Are you there, Phil?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, how you doing? I like your show, man. It cracks me up. I love driving to it.
You're welcome, sir. Here's Durango on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey there, Phil.
Hi.
Hey, I want to comment about Dave there and the onion.
Get yourself a cup of coffee and you call us back later. Here is Salt Lake City on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just want to make a comment about this guy, Dave.
Right.
I just think he's stupid ass for making a big argument over onion dip. First of all, I'm a Hispanic male.
Are you Latina?
Yes, I am.
Okay, then you understand what I'm talking about, self-determination.
No, I don't, because I love onion dip.
Cool. Okay, man, if you want to sell out your people.
It's not about selling out your people or my people, whatever. It's just about liking what I like. I mean, I really hate salsa, first of all.
Yeah, okay. Well, you sound like you're not really Latin anyway.
I am Latin.
Yeah, okay.
I was just brought up in America, you know.
Yeah, okay, man. Well, I was brought up to respect my culture, you know. I'm not here to, you know.
This is America.
I'm not here to assimilate, man.
This is where you're supposed to learn about other people's cultures.
If you want to cop out and assimilate, man, that's your thing, you know. No,
yeah,
I don't do that.
That's what you think. That's what you think.
That's your thing, man.
I still speak Spanish at home. I still celebrate my
Spanish country. What Spanish stuff do you celebrate?
We're Ecuadorian.
What's that got to do with that? Well, then you don't know nothing about Spanish food.
Excuse me?
What do you mean Ecuadorian, man?
You have to watch your language, sir. Thank you.
What did he call me?
You heard him.
Yeah. Hey, man. You know, that dude called me what I thought he called me?
Yes, he did. Don't worry about it, okay? Here is La Habra on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
How do you want, Phil?
Yes.
David, I really want to... I'm a Latino male as well. Okay, I'm from La Habra, and I really enjoy my onion dip on Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah, okay.
I really don't
think you're another guy that's copping out,
I don't really
man.
Think that eating onion dip is going to let you assimilate into the Anglo culture. Okay,
all I'm trying to do is make sure that my lady, hey man, you know, I don't have to talk to any of you guys. All I call up the Phil Hendry Show to make sure that my girlfriend will call in, and you know, that I apologize to her.
Well, obviously she's not calling, so she doesn't want to talk to you.
Well, I'm here to apologize to her. I don't care what you think, man. You cop out on your culture and your people. That's your thing.
I'm not copping out on my culture, dude.
Okay.
You're just being asinine about your culture.
Why am I being asinine? I don't know.
There's no problem with eating an onion dip on Super Bowl Sunday, okay?
No.
That doesn't mean you're, like, selling out your culture or anything. Okay?
Hey.
Nobody's asking you to be some sort of, like, carpetbagger or anything and just go, forget my culture or anything.
Nobody's
asking you to join the Klan or anything. Be proud of your culture. Be proud of La Raza y todo. But don't be sitting there saying that if I eat onion dip, I'm assimilating into the white culture, because that's not the truth, okay?
Well, okay, then what is it?
Okay, you can eat onion dip. You're talking about food, okay? It's what it is. You're talking about food.
Right.
It's not that big of a deal.
If you don't say that eating onion dip is not assimilating, if you say that's not assimilating, then what do you call it?
I call it eating onion dip for Super Bowl Sunday. That's what I call it.
Oh, man.
It's just,
you know,
food.
I got to talk. You know, I'll catch you later, man. You don't understand. You know,
no, you don't understand.
Well, what don't I understand?
Look it, man, you're hanging your hat on this onion dip thing, okay? Back off of it.
Well, all I'm saying is I want to see my girl, Christina, to call me up and please come home so that we can have our Super Bowl party. I don't want to argue about it no more. Come home.
Will you let her have onion dip or will you not?
I don't want it in my home. I would not allow it.
Christina, you don't leave this guy. Don't even call him. You can find another nice Mexicano
she's got,
out
hey,
there.
Hey,
we'll
she's got my daughter. She's got my daughter, man. No, she's got my daughter, man. Okay, so I don't want her being like staying away from me. She had my daughter.
And look at buddy, there are bigger things to fight in this world, bigger battles to fight than whether or not your wife has onion dip. And
Mr. Henry, if I could put it this way, and maybe to this brother, he's going to understand what I'm saying. For 21 years of my life, I go to Super Bowl parties, I see my white friends, and everywhere I turn, in every possible way, onion dip, onion dip, onion dip. It's everywhere. I have tried self-determination to get that out of my life. And they have the Lay's potato chips, Ruffles with Ridges, all of that white Anglo whitewash crap, man. You might as well have a mouthful of ass if you're going to eat onion dip. I tried to get tortilla strips with salsa, the best way to eat a snack for Super Bowl Sunday, and people laugh at me, even my own people, like this dude here.
Okay.
See what I'm saying, man? For 21 years,
listen,
I had
a
mouthful of ass eating onion dip, man.
Listen.
And you dig it, don't you?
It has to do with self-determination, man. Nothing.
You dig it, don't you, man?
Yeah, I like my onion dip, man.
Okay, man. Both of you guys can have a mouthful of ass on Sunday, as far as I'm concerned.
Thanks a lot,
man. All right, thank you for calling. I don't understand. You there?
I'm right here, man. I'm not hanging up.
Charlotte on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah. Man,
yes, sir.
What is the problem with this onion dip stuff? I mean, you're sitting here saying it's like degrading your culture. What?
Are you Latina?
No, I'm not.
Well, dude, first of all, onion dip degrades the very essence of the Latin culture because we eat salsa.
So
you know what salsa
what
like?
You're saying is that if you don't eat salsa or whatever, you're degrading your culture.
No, not necessarily.
That's not necessarily.
Saying, I'm saying if
that's
you
like
eat,
saying
if you
that
eat onion
if I eat
dip.
A taco, I'm degrading my culture because, I mean, I'm American. I'm not Mexican.
Taco's American food.
No, I mean, it originated in Mexico.
Yeah, but it's American.
Say if I eat pasta, then I'm degrading my culture because I'm eating pasta?
Well,
I mean,
what's American food?
American food.
Hey, turn the radio down. Turn the radio down, okay?
I mean, you're sitting here and you're saying you're degrading culture and everything by eating onion dip.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
It makes no sense whatsoever. You're saying that if you don't eat food that's from
I bet
your
you eat tubs of onion dip, don't you? I bet you've got like big tubs of it at your house. I bet you do, man.
No, I bet you do. No, I don't. I mean, it's not something that I just sit around and eat all the time.
All right, well, look at good luck with your. Yeah, okay.
It's
well,
not degrading your culture.
I understand.
If you eat a little bit of onion dip. I mean, you
all
need
right,
to
we'll
get
take
over.
One more phone call here, and then we'll get good luck with your onion dip. Pasadena on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. And good
hi,
luck finding your girlfriend, too.
I want her to come home to me.
I understand.
Yeah, hi. Here's a comment I'd like to make. You know, he's commenting about his girlfriend's smooth thighs and that she's gotten into the onion dip and now she's fat. Well, did he consider that she just had a baby 6 months ago, and he's probably fatter than she is, eating all those refried beans?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, when I first met her, her thighs and her ass were really good, you know, and she got into this.
But she had a baby.
So?
I mean, when you have a baby,
hey,
your body goes through a lot of changes.
Hey, guess what? Madonna had a baby. Have you seen her ass? I don't think you have.
I don't think Madonna's.
She had a baby. And her
I will bet you money that if you're eating all that lard-filled refried beans and cheese, you're probably fatter than your girlfriend's ever been.
Well, so I beat your point, and so you have to insult me. See, I'm all over you on your
Madonna
point.
Madonna has a personal trainer, and I don't think her boyfriend or father of her child is a detail specialist. I think Madonna
has
enough money
to
have a full-time trainer that gives her the greatest body in U.S. history.
Okay, when I first met her, she wasn't rich and her butt was nice. What happened?
She had a baby, like this woman said.
What's that got to do with it? Like I said, all these women have babies. Their butts are nice. You don't need no trainer. You can jog. You can do leg lifts.
Well, but I don't think it was the onion dip. My point is, I don't think it was the onion dip that changed the look of her thighs.
She's got this whole thing about sour cream, you know.
What does self-determination mean?
It means to be, you know, self-determining your culture, to be proud of your culture, to eat salsa, and to not have no onion dip.
But I never heard of anybody that was focused on the one type of food to satisfy their culture.
Yeah, I got that question, too. Why do you focus on that food?
Because, Mr. Henry, and to the lady that's calling your show, onion
dip. Do you eat pizza?
Onion dip has always represented a total sellout of the Latin culture. In Super Bowl Sunday. See?
No, I don't see.
No, I don't
well,
see. Do
okay.
you eat pizza? Do you eat pizza?
Both you got, what?
Do you eat pizza, Dave? Do you eat pizza?
Not on Super Bowl Sunday, no.
But do you ever eat pizza?
What do you mean?
Well, do you ever eat pizza? I'm asking you a question. Do you eat pizza?
Yeah, well, but what do you mean?
Well, pizza's Italian. So are you hurting your culture by eating Italian food?
What do you mean?
Well, you're saying you're hurting your culture by eating onion dip because you think it's Anglo. So if you eat pizza, does that mean you're hurting your culture by eating something Italian?
Well, what's your point?
My point is you're focusing on a type of food, saying that your girlfriend's effacing your culture by eating an Anglo food. I'm asking you, do you eat pizza? Do you eat pasta? Do you eat tomato sauce? I mean, do you eat anything that's Italian? So you're eating something that's not in your culture. So if you're living on refried beans and cheese and tortillas, you got to be a beast.
In what way?
Well, I mean, do you eat anything that's not Mexican?
In what way?
Are you not understanding?
What do you
question?
Mean, in what way? What's your point? You're asking all these questions. Do you eat pizza?
I don't understand the question, okay? Because
what's to understand, man?
So have you ever, do you understand the question?
Yeah, do you eat pizza? Have you ever been to Pizza Hut?
Look, you know, I'm not going to be ganged up on by a couple of Anglos, okay, because I...
I'm not ganging up on you, man. I want to know. Do you eat... I'm just curious. Have you ever eaten pizza?
I don't get what you're saying.
All right, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Don't get what I'm saying. Have you ever eaten pizza? Have you ever eaten pasta? What's your point? It's the Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You know, the other night we were talking about Anchorage. Were they on? Were they not? And then they said they got a big kick out of us talking about them on the air. I heard from, I think, one of the operations people. And then the very first call we get from Anchorage, which was tonight, was from a complete asshole. So we're probably going to be looking in the weeks to come from better material out of Anchorage. What do you do for a living? Hey, man, if you work on a pipeline, it ain't no disgrace. I don't know. If you're taking people into the bush salmon fishing, fine with me. If you're tracking bears, not a problem. If you're going downtown and you're selling liquor to the Indian, whatever it is that you do, we just wanted to know what you did for a living. That's all. Everybody's got this thing about this show, and you'll learn if you're a new listener. People got this thing about the show that we do here that they want to be smarter than us. So if I ask questions, they think Phil's up to something, you know? All I want to do is find out about you. Sometimes. Be happy that there are days, not many, but there are days when I'm actually interested in what my listeners are doing. There are not many. I shouldn't say listeners. I mean callers. There's some days we have when I actually care what you guys do for a living, and what you're up, you know, what you're up to as a caller. Most of the time, I'm not. So, you know, take it and run with it. It's your moment in the sun. What do you do for a living?
Well, Phil, I'll tell you, I run a girls' softball team, professional. I sleep with all of them, you know.
Whatever. 1-800-449-8686. Boy, listen to the noise out there in that room. You can hear it just pumping right through the door. Or is that me? Is that me 8 seconds later? Oh, the door was wide open. Okay. Anyway, so what about that guy with the onion dip? That guy was really, he was going off on that stuff to the point where I thought, you know, he was going to, oh, if he had any onion dip, it would be like toxic. Like maybe it would kill him. Like, maybe he got a hold of some bad clam dip and he thought it was onion dip. I don't know. Have you ever eaten an hors d'oeuvre or a dip of some kind and you had to spit it back into a napkin? It was so foul. And it generally happens when they're like weird cheeses or Braunschweiger. It's something, and I have to be kind, please forgive me. It's generally something made by someone who was born before World War II. There was an appetizer sensibility in those days that just does not match today's hotter, spicier, more exotic crap. And sometimes, I don't know, they'll bring their favorite dip or they'll bring, and this is my casserole. You're going to love it, Phil. And you eat it. I had some casserole one night that was made by a friend of my wife's, and she left it in our icebox. I thought, oh, look at this. It looks pretty good. It's casserole. It's got some kind of an Italian thing going on because there were some tomatoes and some Parmesan cheese. And I had to spit it back. I went outside and spit it into the flower bed. Well, same thing goes with a lot of Super Bowl food. I really believe it's the same thing with Super Bowl food because it's potluck and everybody's bringing something. Like when you go to a Super Bowl party, there's that one plate that nobody touched. That one dish that no one went near. Didn't anybody want my spinach dip? Who wants some spinach dip? It's one. You know, look, I don't want to hurt your feelings. I don't want any of the spinach dip. What do they call that stuff? Where you eat it with a piece of sourdough bread? You ever had that spinach crap, Mike? What's it called? Ramekin? Mike's writing down, spinach artichoke dip is what it's called, Phil. And it's not bad if it's done well, but if it's done badly, it can be a searingly frightening experience. And, you know, to have somebody walking around at a party going, well, who wants the spinach? It's gonna go to waste if you. That's the general idea. We want it to go to waste. Throw it away. Fridays does a good spinach dip. Oh, really? Well, I'm gonna have to get over there. They're opening up a Fridays where? I think they're opening up a Fridays over where I live, out in Westlake. There's one in Woodland Hills. I remember when I first went into Fridays, I thought it was the height of fine dining. I took girlfriends there. I thought I was at the Stuffed Shirt. Place in Burbank called Dalt's Great Spinach Dip. Oh, great. Now you guys got me on spinach dip. I told you I hate it. It ain't bad, Phil. Did you ever get a block of Limburger cheese and just lay it out? Oh, it's good. I mean, it smells like, but it's good.